We're here to film another vlog, Melissa. Do you want to do an introduction? Yeah. Rather than our standard introduction?
I haven't brushed my hair yet though.
Okay, that's alright.
Well, what I could do is this. Am I even tucked in? I have a clip hanging from my thing. If this would... Do you think this would help you? One. Shit,
I'm sure that would. That would make everybody want to watch the video, right?
I hope so.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
We were just debating who should start the vlog this week.
I've already started it.
Yeah. Hello. Is everybody okay? Happy Easter. Easter, yeah. Happy Easter. Wait.
Yeah, because it's gone. It's today. Oh, thanks. Egg hunt.
Egg hunt. So, happy Easter. If you're not watching this at Easter and you're watching this at Christmas, happy Christmas. But it is Easter when we're filming this. We've had a really... busy weekend, but a relaxed weekend as well, haven't we? Mm. What have we been up to?
So, we've done barbecue.
Yeah,
More barbecues.
Yeah, loads of barbecues. Helping brides find their dream dress.
Yes.
Haven't we?
In between the barbecues.
Yeah, yeah. Not at the same time, because that'd be weird.
Well,
although it's
the girls
niche,
are on fire.
Niche, if you want a barbecue with...
You just ignored my joke.
You want to say again?
I said the girls are on fire.
Oh, the girls are always on fire when they come to the studio. Can I take that egg off you? Because I feel like you're going to play with it. I'll roll that over there. Yes, so thank you very much for watching the vlog. We hope that you've enjoyed it. We weren't here last week. We had a week off.
We did.
We had a lot on.
We actually ran out of time.
Yeah,
we were so busy.
We were intending to do a vlog, but we did run out of time.
And it didn't time well with me washing my hair.
Yeah, this is true, because the vlog has to fit in between Melissa
good
washing her hair
is.
And me washing my beard. and we have to plan it. So why do we do these vlogs?
To educate brides, but also for you to maybe get some information from us that you're too scared to ask, or maybe information that you didn't even know you needed.
Exactly. That's really good, that, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's really good. Let's dive straight in then, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
What big news have we got?
Big news.
Big news, like massive news. We should have a news. What big news have we got? Not that it's Easter and we've got an egg. What big news have we got?
Well, I'm thinking,
sitting over there.
Yeah, no. Are we going to? Yeah.
Well, 3 weeks ago, we announced that we had been nominated for a really prestigious award ceremony. What was that?
So we were one of the finalists for the Social Media Champion Award for the Ribble Valley Business Awards.
Yeah, we were, weren't we? We were really excited by it. And there's some pictures probably going to come on your screen in a second. But what was the result?
Well, we didn't lose!
Yay! We didn't lose. Yeah. We didn't lose, so we won. And
an award.
Part of the award.
We,
Can you maybe go up to... this is our award for best social media. We're claiming best social media in the world.
Oh, yeah, ever.
Ever.
To exist.
Presented to us by the Ribble Valley Business Awards. So thank you, everyone who... Nobody voted. It was a judging panel.
Yeah.
And we came
out. Were you going to thank you for mom,
thank
my
you.
Dad?
Thank you, Jesus. We won.
We did.
So we're really impressed. So there's some photos on your screen now of us picking up the award and one of you looking really grateful on stage.
Oh, don't show
That's
that.
That's showing now.
No. I was joking about dropping the award, which is why my face looks like that.
But it was a really nice ceremony. So thank you to everyone at the Ribble Valley Business Awards for organising.
Mm-hmm.
We met some really cool people.
Yeah, we had a really good table.
We had a
actually.
Really good table, yeah.
We got so lucky.
Loads of businesses from the Ribble Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And we were genuinely surprised when our name was called out.
Yeah,
right, weren't
we made the mistake here because we we decided we weren't winning. Yeah. We looked at our competition.
We were incredible.
And we thought, there's no way. There's absolutely no way. So we'd already resigned to the fact that we weren't winning, but we were just going for the night out.
Yeah.
Enjoying it, meeting new people, and just getting out and doing something, and actually celebrating that we'd been nominated. That were enough for us.
For
we
us,
were well pleased. So we'd planned, you know, that disappointed clap where you go, oh.
Well done. Top job.
We did not plan the walk up to the stage.
Because we were sat next to each other, clearly.
Yeah, and we went in two different directions.
What, stage is over there. Melissa wanders over that way. And I'm over this way. And we're like, oh,
But what was really funny is you knew quite a lot of people in the room. And I saw you, like, talking to them throughout the night. And they were like, congratulations, congratulations. And I thought Liam was behind me. So I was like, oh, thank you, thank you. And I looked behind him and I was like, where's Liam? I can't go on this stage on my own. And I had like a mini panic. And then I saw him at the opposite side of the room. So we didn't even look like a team.
No, we didn't.
Never mind a couple. It's like, oh, those colleagues don't like each other.
Yeah, they were colleagues, yeah. Workmates.
So, yeah, we didn't plan the walk up to the stage and how we would behave.
No, we didn't. We collected the award and then got our photos taken. And one of the awards is in our bathroom, hung up.
Yeah.
In the studio bathroom.
Yeah, yeah. We're doing the whole, like, we've won the Oscars and putting it in the room that everybody goes in.
So, it was really good. So we're really chuffed. And thank you to everyone. If you're watching this, you've supported us in sharing or liking or being part of shoots, which is really important, right? So thank you to everyone who's been part of our journey so far. And we hope to do more in the next 12 months as well. So, right. But part of that social media is doing these vlogs. And we do it, as Melissa said at the start, to maybe provide a bit of education, to answer any questions that you may have. Just give you a bit of insight of what happens behind the scenes in this studio.
Not too much behind the scenes, though.
No.
Scenes. Behind the scenes.
What's on our agenda today? I forget what's on our agenda for the vlog, please. What do you think? What are we doing?
So, we've actually got two questions to answer.
Two questions.
Is that okay?
We have. And my question is, because I'm never going to be in this situation, but the question is, I've just got engaged. Thank you. I've just got engaged. What should I do next? What should I expect? Where should I start with my bridal shopping? That is a real... I wouldn't know. I'm never going to buy a wedding dress, but where should I start?
The first thing to do is carry out your research.
Research, number one.
Yeah, the research is really, really important. I think it's so easy to kind of get giddy and go, right, let's go bridal dress shopping and, like, really enjoy the experience. And I'm not saying don't enjoy the experience, you will. However, you can overwhelm yourself with dress shopping, and it sounds fun, but actually if you start going to too many shops and trying on too many dresses, you can get dress overwhelm and you can really make it quite a difficult task for you. So think about where you actually want to visit. I mean, there's always an expectation as well that people think that they need to go to more than one shop. Sometimes you don't. I would say is have a look, do your research, find some designers that you've got your eye on, find some studios, bridal studios that you've got your eye on, and think, they're the place that I feel I would be most comfortable in, and that's my budget, and, you know, they've got the styles that I'm looking for or the designers that I'm looking for. And start from there. And what I would say is start with one. And then if you're not finding that spark in a dress in that particular store, then work from there and kind of just do your research. Because you could book in like five in one weekend, five different studios or boutiques in one weekend. And you'll tire yourself out. And then you actually make the task harder. It's fun for the first 10 minutes. And then when you actually like, oh, I need to find a dress.
Yeah, you've actually got to
find the dress. Yeah, yeah. But then you've overwhelmed yourself and you've tried on that many that you can't. You've now got favourite bits in that dress, and I've got, like, I like the top half of that dress, and I like the bottom half of that dress, and I like that dress in that shop, but I like the bottom slit in that dress, and it's like, you can't then mash them all together. Mm-hmm. So I do think you've got to enjoy the experience, but you've got to do your research and make sure you go to the right shops in the first place.
Yeah, yeah, so don't rush in to going to loads and loads of shops on the first weekend that you get engaged, because we know what it's like. You know, as soon as you get engaged, you're really giddy and you want to do everything.
Yeah.
But take your time.
The thing is, as well, is it's an amazing, amazing experience. Yeah, yeah. However, it's always more of an amazing experience when you're in the right environment and you're actually serious about finding your dress. If you're just trying dresses on and almost like window shopping, it doesn't have that special emotional connection because you're just window shopping. So that when you're actually coming to be serious, you've almost lost that thrill. Because when you go on a roller coaster ride for the first time, you don't know what to expect. It's really exciting.
Full
you
of surprises. Get
that, yeah, full of surprises. You get that thrill. When you go on the second time, you've done it once, you're used to it.
Yeah.
So you really are kind of lessening and diluting that experience by not doing your research, going full throttle into as many shops in one go, and you'll just get tired of it.
And maybe the same for your bridal party as well, because it's unusual to get all your bridal party together for one day, let alone multiple days over a period of 6 months, whatever.
And let me tell you, we've had bridal parties in here where they've clearly been to multiple shops in one day, and it's fun for you trying on the dresses, but it gets to the point where they are bored. And as horrible as that sounds, you've got to remember your bridal party, they're not the one, they can't wait to see you in your dress. It is exciting, but it's a long time to be sat in a chair waiting for someone to come out in another dress, another dress. They could be hungry, they could be tired.
Absolutely.
And you don't want that to fizzle out in your experience. So it is just being really kind of careful about who, you know, where you pick to go and not going overboard with it.
Love it. So, top tip, research.
Yeah.
If you've just got engaged, let us know as well in the comments. We'd love to hear about them as well. So, next question is, I speak to a lot of the brides who don't come into the studio, but before and after to understand their journey and get a bit more feedback and things like that, and to follow up. And beforehand, one of the main questions that I get is, am I allowed to take pictures in the studio of me in dresses?
Yeah, so this is something we get asked all the time, because even in the studio when you come in, girls are asking us. The reason being is there are some boutiques out there that will not allow you to take pictures in the dresses.
We've been told, haven't we?
Yeah. And that's absolutely fine. The reason they'll do that is because never ever on your wedding day will you be stood square face, like onto a camera with nothing in your hands.
Yeah.
In bad lighting. You know, without your hair and makeup done, stood there like this.
Like the Grinch.
Like, yeah, I've got nothing to wear. So the reason why some boutiques prevent you from taking pictures during your appointment is so that you don't look back on them and go, oh gosh.
I
don't like that dress, because actually when you look back, it's not how you would pose and it's not how you would look on your wedding day. So, and as well, there's always that thing of, is your mum a good photographer? Because, I mean, if my mum takes a picture of me, holy shamoly.
Holy shamoly, indeed.
There are multiple chins. And just like, she gets me when I'm talking. And it's like, come on, mum. So we, by all means, take those pictures. We encourage it. Because it is good and helpful to look back and try to picture kind of where you want the rest of your wedding to go in terms of florals and, you know, styling, even venues, anything like that. We do encourage it, but then also you've got to be kind to yourself and remember you won't look like that on your wedding day. You will look 1,000 times better because you won't be stood straight onto a camera, nothing in your hands,
yeah,
with a dull facial expression. You'll be so happy on your wedding day that you'll not stop grinning. So I think, yes, absolutely, we always encourage taking photos and videos. We actually encourage videos more than photos because you can get the natural movement of the dress, mm-hmm, and see what it's like in reality where you're moving around and you're seeing it. But another thing to remember is when you look back at those photos, that dress is never your perfect fit.
No.
See, when you order your dress, you order it to, usually it's the bigger size, and then you have it taken down. So whatever the biggest part of your body is, with usually hips and bum for girls.
Yeah.
Sometimes boobs. So you'd order the biggest part to your body, and then it would be taken in to literally look like it had grown there. So if you're wearing a dress that is either too small or too large in the studio, when you look back on pictures, it's not going to look spectacular. So it is just about being realistic and not looking back and thinking, well, I don't love it because I don't love that dress because it doesn't fit. I look miserable. My mum's got my 3 chins in there.
Good advice.
Thanks.
Good advice. Hopefully that's helped you out in them questions as well. That's what we're here for. Right, well, it's another vlog done.
Oh, done and
dusted. I know. No, we're like 15 minutes, right. 16 minutes in.
Crack them Easter eggs off.
Easter egg time. What else have you got to say? Anything? Or are you quite happy with how it's gone? Oh. Well, we'll wait to find out how many views we get.
Yeah, let them be the judge of it.
Let them be the judge of that. We will see you here same time next week.
We've got exciting news next week.
We have got exciting news next week.
In fact, we should tell them about it so that you come back.
Trail it, yeah. Well, go on, please. You've got a few seconds to tell them.
Right, so next week we're going to present one of our newest dresses in the studio. So a new arrival from a designer that we've had from the beginning, Stephanie Allen. So we're going to show you some different...
Yes, looks. Great work. Thank you.
Is that too much?
No, that's good. That's good. Have a good week, everybody. See you next Monday. Or if you're watching it on playback, see you whenever. Just click the next vlog below.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What should people do?
Comment.
Yeah.
Ring the bell. Subscribe. Share.
Tell your neighbour.
Tell your neighbour.
Have a good week, everybody. Bye.